Sandra. Coffee?
Thank you, Tanya.
Coffee? No, thanks. Sandra?
It is still quite a distance away and holding course.
How close will it pass us?
Close.
David, have you got those figures yet?
It's a fair-sized asteroid, but there's nothing to worry about.
Nevertheless, estimate the damage potential just in case.
There's no need to, Paul. It's not going to collide with us.
Just in case. Computer gave a collision alarm, sir.
Commander, the asteroid's course, it's suddenly changed, as though it's been pulled off its course.
Hello, pinpoint impact area.
What's the problem, John?
An asteroid.
Commander Koenig, collision course reaffirmed. Impact area, Alpha.
How much time do we have?
Less than 1 minute.
Not even enough time to secure the base.
He's changing course. Commander,
it's impossible, but we're changing course.
Switch to starboard camera.
What is it?
Whatever it is, we're headed right into it.
Huge. It's black. Boy, is it black.
What's its position?
77904.
Just about where the asteroid was first caught.
Give me your sensor readings, Mike.
Sir, I'm not getting a thing on any one of them.
Nothing's bouncing back from it at all.
Same here, sir. No readings.
Does anyone have any idea what it is?
Professor Bergman, latest equation incorrect. Degrees of cosine adjacent to opposing angles of...
I don't know better than to ask you.
Still holding position, sir.
It's our move, Commander.
Anti-gravity screen.
How much power are they taking?
This far away, they're only on half power.
Hold your position, Mike, and see how it reacts to the laser.
Will do.
Well, it swallows laser light, too.
What next?
Video reception. Is it fault with his equipment or ours?
No malfunction at either end.
Should be receiving a clear picture since Michael is between us and the object.
No, T squared. Of course. No.
There's only one thing for me to do, Commander. I'll have to get in closer.
Negative, Mike.
Sir, all it has is a lot of gravity. With my screens on maximum power, I should be all right. What's the problem? Alpha is headed right into this thing, Commander. We have to find out what it is.
Come on, come on.
Hypothesis proven. It is your duty to report this danger to
Alpha. One jump ahead of you, computer.
Commander.
Switching on anti-gravity screens to full power. Sandra.
Right here, Michael.
Don't go away. I'll be right back.
I will be waiting.
Here I go, Alpha.
Commander, his anti-gravity screens. The needle's still in the red.
Confirm, Commander.
John! Abort, Mike! Abort! Pull out!
Pull out, Mike! You're heading right into it! Blast yourself out of there!
Full power! Full power!
Get him out, Alan. He's accelerating. We can't hold him.
Why did I wait so long?
Now, John, you didn't know. Neither did I. Now, if anyone's to blame, it's me. I suspected it hours ago.
A black sun.
Right. So, what are we going to do about it?
What can we do? We'll all be dead in 3 days.
Unconditional forecast. It is a black sun. 100% certainty.
A black sun?
Unfortunately, we couldn't be sure until it was too late to save Mike.
But you think we can avoid it?
Well, its gravitational pull can become so immense that just a hatful of the stuff can weigh more than several alphas. But it doesn't stop there. The gravitational force goes on getting stronger so that nothing, not radiation, not heat, not even light itself can escape it.
Its force is immeasurable. Even computer cannot determine it.
Professor, you didn't answer my question. Do you think we can avoid it?
I thought I did.
A few minutes ago, Paul asked, can we avoid the gravitational force of a black sun? Well, the answer is no. However, we may be able to use it to our advantage. Victor?
Now, as you know, these 8 anti-gravity towers stabilize our gravity here inside Alpha. And we're going to use them to create an entirely new force field effect by linking and cross-linking the anti-gravity screens in each of the towers. The force field will look something like this.
I've stripped all of our generators out of our Eagles. We'll use them to support the main units.
But computer will have to be deactivated for the force field.
Yes, well, it can do with the rest. We're going to reprogram our main unit generators so that instead of trying to negate the pressure from the black sun, it will simply reverse it. The closer we're drawn to it, the stronger the force field will become. So that, theoretically, the pressure of the force field will eventually compel the pressure of the black sun to protect us against itself.
It's a long shot, but there's nothing else we can do.
It's ingenious.
It's insane.
I wanted you to have more rest.
I know, Dr. Russell, but there is so much to do.
Paul, where is Commander Koenig? I've been trying to reach him.
With the professor. Out there.
Victor, we really shouldn't be out here.
Well, it's the only way to make our point. Shall we?
Why not? Full power, Paul.
Switching to full power.
Beautiful, like fish scales.
You can cut through fish scales.
Give me a reading, Paul.
Maximum power, sir. Steady and holding.
Commander, you've got a full house. We're all with you.
Good luck.
We're all set, Alan.
Commander, there's still time to change your mind.
If we had any sense, we would. Make it good, Alan. Come in as low as you can.
Oh, hang on to your hats.
Computer gave us a 98% chance.
And the other 2%.
Then we would have died one day before everyone else. Helena, it was all for morale. It proved nothing. The forces inside a black sun are inconceivable. They're capable of anything. They can bend space, even time, turn both inside out.
Then what's the point of the force field?
The same point that prevents you from giving up on a patient until he's dead. I've got some work to do.
getting cold in here.
It's going to get colder. The Black Sun's already drawing our power.
Victor seems to believe we could survive.
Who knows what Victor truly believes?
And you?
Some of us could survive. Those who aren't on Alpha 24 hours from now. A survival ship. A lifeboat. I left one eagle intact.
And all programmed calculations were recorded and executed for the force field test. Reprogramming calculations conflicted with previous orders.
Well, you should have said so. It's your responsibility. Your senses, if it takes more power, then say so.
Excuse me, Mr. Connell. I see your friend's having difficulty keeping us warm.
Computer is functioning fine, Professor.
It's not going to be functioning at all before long. But then, of course, you know that, don't you?
We have to utilize minimum power for usual heating services during your force field test.
All utilities were on minimum power during the test. The lights, they went back on full power the moment the test was over. So did the heating. It's automatic. Even I know that. Now, the reason the temperature's still falling is that the Black Sun is draining our power.
We have plenty of power, Professor.
Yeah, but we won't have very soon. The Black Sun will see to that. So we're going to shut down everything and reserve it for the force field.
Six hours. I thought we had 12.
Six. David said it was impossible to determine the amount of mass available to the Black Sun in this sector. Its gravitational force increases every minute, pulling us towards it faster than originally calculated.
We need more time to get a survival ship ready.
Well, these figures may be the answer. With the force field activated, we might slow down enough to buy the time.
Paul, I want to save power to the last possible moment.
It's either Alpha, sir, or the survival ship.
Victor?
Do you have the final results of the test?
I haven't quite finished yet, but they're looking fine. Anything wrong?
I want to activate the force field again.
When?
Right now.
I wouldn't advise it.
Can't wait, Victor. Get over to the main power unit and keep an eye on things.
Details of the power requirements?
Thank you, Smitty.
Heart saved your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
12 minutes to countdown, sir.
Report from all service sections.
Sandra, about Mike.
Please, Commander. There is no need to say anything.
Tell Professor Bergman I want him here for the test.
We have less than 4 hours before entering the Black Sun. Commander, Alpha cannot survive without computer.
Is that a fact?
Attention all personnel. Attention all personnel. Stand by for force field test. 30 seconds.
Paul, what if it does not work?
Then all our worries are over.
Commander, I must speak with you.
Does it have to do with the test?
Not exactly.
But it'll have to wait. Kano, essential services program.
Computer on minimum capacity.
Now we'll have to think for ourselves.
10 seconds.
Full power, sir?
Everything we have, Paul.
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
A reprieve.
But for how long?
Take over, Paul.
Commander, what about computer?
It remains on minimum capacity.
Commander, I gotta talk to you. What's this about a survival ship? Somebody going somewhere.
Somewhere? Yes.
Did you know about this? You, Sandra? I didn't believe it. Eagle 5 is nearly loaded and ready to go, and I was not informed, Commander. None of us were. I can't speak for the rest. But I care about dying. How I die. Staying here on Alpha with everybody, I'd already accepted that. But now there's going to be 6 or 7 lives on that ship.
6.
Well, I should be one of those 6, Commander. Because if anyone can get them somewhere, I can.
You through, Alan? Attention all sections Alpha. This is Commander John Koenig. Above us once again is a Bergman force field, but ahead of us is the Black Sun. The realistic fact which faces us now is that the force field only offers us a slim hope that Alpha will survive beyond the next few hours. A few of us, however, have a chance to escape the Black Sun. I decided to reserve one Eagle as a survival ship. It has been fueled and equipped with supplies to carry 6 persons, 3 men and 3 women. Perhaps this effort will prove a futile one, but I believe it must be made. Departure time is 0800 hours, 43 minutes from now. I've instructed Central Computer to select the people most likely in every way to ensure the survival of mankind in space. Here are the 6 names. The men. Astronaut Alan Carter. Flight engineer George Osgood. Communications controller Toshiro Fujita. The women. Dr. Helen Russell. Data analyst Sandra Benish. Professor Angela Robinson. This list is final. Thank you.
You knew he wouldn't go.
There's nothing I can say that will alter the facts. If you're careful, you have supplies enough for 5 weeks. If there's anything out there that can help you, then together, you'll find it. If not, all right then, that's it. You lift off in 20 minutes.
Commander, no goodbyes, Alan, please.
Yes, sir.
John.
You're going.
I'm not going. Dr. Mathias can replace me.
Like hell he can. That list is final. This isn't the time for the noble gesture.
I'm not being noble. If anything, John, it's my life. If it ends here on Alpha or somewhere out in space, what difference can it make?
It makes a difference.
Figures read less than 2 hours.
Do me a favor, David. Mind the shop.
David.
Oh, thank you.
Of you to come, Paul. You didn't have to.
I wanted to.
I'll send you a postcard.
Due to the present emergency, interbase communication system, including Alpha News Service, will be suspended until further notice.
John, come on. Put this on before you catch your death.
Very funny. Is that what I think it is?
You know, John, I've been doing some unique calculations recently. Not about space dynamics or anything like that.
Something you can't learn from books. Victor.
It's all right. I'm just
rambling on. Wondering a bit. Wondering.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? How we've survived. I mean, I put the probability through the computer. I thought the computer was going to blow up trying to figure the odds. You know, they're just about infinite.
Victor, if you're trying to cheer me up, you're not succeeding.
Anyway, my calculations show that we all ought to be dead by now. It should have happened when those atomic waste
units...
What
are you doing? Victor, you're not supposed to be smoking.
Oh, I don't think Dr. Rush would object.
Sandra.
I will be all right.
Sure you will. I remember when I was a little girl, I was afraid of the dark. Isn't that funny?
And I was afraid of doctors.
Answers.
You're not referring to God, are you?
Oh, I don't know exactly. I'm a scientist. I don't know anything about God. No, it's sort of cosmic intelligence is what I've got in mind.
Which intervenes at the right moment.
Is one answer? Ultimately, I suppose we all believe what we want to believe. Perhaps that's what reality is. One thing, though, the line between science and mysticism, just a line. And sometimes it makes me feel quite old.
Paul? Commander? Central computers deactivated itself. 100% power facilities are feeding the main generator units. The force field's functioning.
Paul, thank you. But there's really nothing more you can do. You're relieved.
Very good, sir. Well, I never thought it would end this way.
You're a good man, Paul. Saving it for 10 years. Just waiting for a proper occasion to celebrate. Well, not everybody might think this was a celebration, but it is to me. And if ever there was an occasion, this is it. Everything that might have been. To everything that was.
I read your 100, Spitty. Bluffing.
You'll never beat me, you know.
Paul, mind if I share the music with you?
Just a thing. Keep the cold out. Won't be long now.
Do you have any idea what'll happen to us inside the Black Sun?
Whatever it is, I just hope it's interesting.
Thank you.
That's interesting. Victor, the force field it's holding.
So far.
I don't feel cold.
I don't feel anything.
Of course, it's possible that we don't exist.
I can hear your thoughts.
Yes.
It's very beautiful.
I see the theory behind your force field.
It's very obvious.
In fact, it ties in with the unified field theory of mine.
Does it? Yes. I see how.
Everything is everything else.
That's why I said it was beautiful.
If everything is everything else, and the whole universe is living thought.
That is true.
Who are you?
A friend. Come with me.
Every star is just a cell in the brain of the universe.
That is a lovely way to understand it.
Why have I never talked with you before?
Because of time. You think at what you call the speed of light. In eternity, I have no hurry. I think a thought, perhaps, in every thousand of your years. You are never there to hear it.
Are you God.
It was good to have known you.
Wait. God.
We got through. Your force field held, Victor. Somehow, we're on the other side of the universe. Your force field held.
I wonder how.
Sign of a survival ship. So much for your fancy theories of cosmic intelligence.
Well, I knew it was impossible. Was it?
They're coming back.
Stuff. We went in the opposite direction.
Oh, you must have followed us.
We didn't.
We went right through it. It was fantastic. But how? If you didn't follow us through, how'd you find Alpha again? A million light years.
Right across the universe.
Well, I'm an astronaut, Professor. Not a philosopher.
Something brought us home.
Yes. Home.